Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
Welcome to the April roundup, one and all. You are all welcome to join us hand in hand. I don't know where I'm going with this. Hand in hand to celebrate the wonderful month of April in the world of sequels and movies. We are Unequal Sequel. We talk about sequels. My name is Dave.
I'm pretty sure it is.
That other gentleman is Rich.
Hello.
And we... Hello, Rich.
Oh dear,
it's did started. I go off on a tangent?
Oh no, we just said hello a lot. It's fine.
Hello,
it's
yeah, I feel like that's not a good sign for where this is going to go. It has been April.
Yes, I can't believe it's the end of April already.
And my heating kicked in today.
Oh,
don't know why.
Bit chilly, I suppose.
It's a bit chilly, and then we are recording on a Sunday, and I've watched the Grand Prix this morning.
Me too,
which is
nice.
I
got nice and
then
to
I,
watch that.
I watched the London Marathon.
I didn't watch that.
Because it's a thing I do every year, because for some reason I love it.
I started watching the film we have to watch for Disenfranchised, because, you know, I'm that prepared.
Wow. I haven't done that yet. I haven't watched Planet of the Apes 2001. No, I watch people run around London, and I've signed up for it next year. In the ballot to see if I can get into it again.
Okay.
Because I've run it before in 2012 and it was amazing.
Yes, Dave, but that's 12 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. And next year I'm going to be 40.
Yeah. But and I guarantee you don't realise this just because you're not 40. 40's a lot different to 30.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's a lot.
I know. I've tried running again now and it's much different. But it's like I'm going to target and do. I'm going to sign up for half marathons and do.
I had this conversation the other day where I was like, I used to run 3 miles on a Monday, 5 miles on a Wednesday and 10 miles on a Friday. I can't. I don't think I could even run half a mile these days. I'm not sure I can run down my stairs.
I ran 3 miles yesterday and that was okay. So unless there's a hill, I can't run up hills. That is not in me currently. Yeah.
Hills are a killer.
Anyway, April monthly roundup. Can you remember what we did in April?
Well, see, this is a weird one because we recorded all the stuff at the start of April. And so it feels like so long ago. But we did Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Mm-hmm.
We did Godzilla times Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're doing them in the wrong order, but I appreciate
it. Of course I'm doing the wrong order because I'm just doing them as they pop into my brain. Sorry, Frozen Empire, Godzilla times Kong.
What? The New Empire.
Yeah, the New Empire. And what was the other thing?
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, Kung Fu Panda 4. Yeah, sorry. Probably the best of the three.
We did review all of them. We've also done our second set of the Three Colors trilogy.
Yes.
White for box set mentality.
Which I really liked.
Another size. I really liked it as well. I haven't watched Red yet. And
no,
I'm going to be a sad moment when that ends. And we also covered Pan 2015 episode.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's something for everyone to look forward to if you're another Slice listener. If you're not another Slice listener, become another Slice listener. £2.99 a month. Another Slice /unequalsequel.com.
Nice. Do my job for me. Like it.
Yeah, get that in there. we have some people's emails and questions and comments on things. I'm going to go straight to the emails.
And you got a bit organised, didn't you? You actually started putting emails into folders so you remember.
I'm very proud of that. Okay, Noah, long paragraph warning. It's fine, Noah. I will fuck this up a lot. It's fine. Thank you for sending it in. This is about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I think the name should be better. There wasn't a lot of Frozen Empire, but I think there's a future for Ghostbusters if it is put in the right hands. This movie, yes, it has flaws, but it could have been worse. Also, you're saying we're not getting another one. May we not acknowledge the 2016 flop that happened? I haven't seen it, and I've heard bad things about it. I was a little stunned about what you said about the old cast. I agree they should probably not be in the next movie, if it will happen. They should have closed them off like they did when they did Captain America and Avengers Endgame. I think it will make more money when it is released from the theatres, but it is released on Easter holidays. I think the Spanglers should take on the saga, because let's be honest, the cast in it is so good. They have good chemistry too. I think we're getting one last film, and that will determine whether it's going to happen to the Ghostbusters franchise.
I will be very surprised if we get another film, mainly because of money.
Yes.
So the Frozen Empire has made $165 million so far for a $125 million budget. So that's a loss, because that's a production budget that... That's, you know, you can double that again for promo. And we'd say 2016 was a flop, but it made $230 million. You know, it made money. You know, probably didn't make a profit because it was an estimated budget of $100 million there. So it probably was squeaky if it made a profit or not. I would be really surprised if we get another Ghostbusters. I could be wrong, but that's my reasoning.
It's purely money related. Ghostbusters, I thought, was always a surefire hit. And I thought, everyone loves Ghostbusters. And yet,
but they put a lot of marketing into this. Like, a lot of marketing into Frozen Empire. It was in a lot of places. Like, it was on Walker's Crisps. It was on cereals. It was all over the place.
And they rolled out the cast as well.
All over the world, yeah. And so the marketing budget must have been massive. So that's why I would question whether we'll get another one.
Do you think we'll get a reboot? Like, I don't know what we're going to get. I don't think they'll let the Ghostbusters die.
Maybe in another 10 years' time or something we'll get a reboot. I don't know. But I think this franchise, I think, is done.
Wow. You heard it here first.
My opinion.
I'd like to see them carry on, but they have to, try and make it for 40 to 50 million, which I'm not quite sure you can do.
I'm not sure you can do that anymore.
No. With that cast. Paul sent in a message in. Again, Frozen Empire. Oh, my God. People are very vocal about it. Hi, Dave and Rich. It's a Sunday morning in a slightly windy Milton Keynes as Storm Kathleen does her best to disrupt what has been a pleasant weekend for me. Did go and see The First Omen yesterday. As I sat there, it did pop into my head whether it would be one of that landed in your tray being a kind of prequel. Paul. No, it didn't. I've heard great things, actually, about the First Omen. Okay. Yeah, I've heard really good things. But Rich had a very busy month this month. We had to record everything a little bit early. So, no, but we might cover something in the future when another slice or when it comes to digital. You never know. I don't think it's done great money, though. I'm not quite sure what they're going to happen to that franchise either. Oh my God, everything's bad. Anyway, I'll carry on. Anyway, to the matter in hand, I saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire on the 23rd of March, this being the first Saturday of its release at the local Cineworld. My mid-after screening was rammed, not a spare seat to be found. Not only had it so many children, clearly the 12A certificate was not putting off the parents from bringing their offspring. Been a while since I've watched a movie that appeals to many youngsters, Wonka being the last. So I've forgotten that it's nigh on impossible for any child to go to 2 hours without needing to visit the toilet. This means a constant train of adults and children going back and forth in front of me, which is a little distracting. So to the film itself, I didn't hate it, but even whilst watching it, I also wondered, where were all the ghosts? Where was this Frozen Empire they spoke of? And the big finale was so boring. To constrict the final scenes, the one ghost and one location was so underwhelming. No clue what the oldies would have meant would have meant absolutely nothing to the younger audience were doing there, and the underuse of the younger cast were criminal. Next time, lay Bill Murray and co. And the rest, and just stick to the younger cast with original story.
I mean, all fair points, to be honest.
All fair point. We agree with that.
Yeah, pretty much. I think in the review, if I'm noticing the wallpaper in the cinema, it's not a good movie.
That's true.
So it looks like the first Omen has made 40 million from a 30 million budget. I imagine that's not had loads of press, loads of publicity.
Well, I've heard a few interviews with Bill Nighy and stuff. It's on buses. I've got a comment on the Frozen Empire Instagram page.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so this is Pod Action Hero again, commenting on his Ghostbusters take, which is that he hasn't seen Ghostbusters or Afterlife. So here we go.
Okay.
So I haven't seen this or Afterlife, so take this with a pinch of salt. But from the marketing of both of these movies, they feel like a massive overcorrection based on the feedback to the 2016 movie. This isn't unique. It happened with The Rise of Skywalker 2. Fans scream on social media and the studio does a runny poo and makes a film for these instead. It's safe, see? These people must be the target audience as they have all the Funko Pops behind them in their shocked YouTube thumbnails with the word woke next to them. Now, it feels like the most franchises are catering only to the hardcore fan base who want no plot, no nuance, no change, only Easter eggs and memorable moments. They'll be happy with a trailer. Give them a trailer full of that shit. We can all have a film that has some actual thought. Sorry for the rant.
Okay. Well, Runny Pooh got me for a start. I actually think you might be wrong on this one. I would agree with you, but I think there's more to Afterlife than you're giving it credit for, so you should probably watch that one.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, there is a lot of cynical cash grab fan service stuff. This definitely isn't a Rise of Skywalker. It's not that shit.
It's definitely not that shit.
But I mean, Afterlife is a worth a watch. There is some fan service in it, of course there is, but it doesn't take over. Whereas Frozen Empire, I think the fan service stuff becomes distracting.
But I think they're both worth a watch if you're a Ghostbusters fan.
Afterlife's definitely worth a watch. Frozen Empire's worth a watch if it's, I don't know, hailing outside and there's nothing else to do.
If you're on a plane and you've got 8 hours and you're stuck in a tin can.
Exactly, yeah. If there's nothing else to do, yeah, you, I suppose, give it a watch.
But I, you know, some people have enjoyed it, so, you know, that's good for them.
Yeah.
On Kung Fu Panda 4, Esteban on our Instagram page took all the points made on board seriously right up to the comment when the kids take a shit on the dog. Missed what was said after that. I was too busy wiping tears of laughter off my face.
I mean, that was right at the end, so that's good.
That's true. Paul has also sent a message about King Kong times Kong. Did I say King Kong?
You did, yeah. Godzilla versus Kong. No, Godzilla times Kong.
The new empire. Hi, chaps. I have to say I'm with Rich on this one. Why, Paul?
That's nice.
He loves it when people say that. The film bored me silly and generally left me with a headache at the end. The plot was ludicrous, and like Rich, I spent most of the time not knowing or caring what was going on. Mm-hmm. Apparently, monsters good and bad smashing up neighbourhoods wasn't an issue. No concern was shown for the people who I assume were in these buildings as they were turned to rubble. I could go on, but I won't. All I have to say is this is a million miles away from the thoughtful and entertaining Godzilla Minus One. We can't wait to watch Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah. It's just not coming out anywhere, though. Come on, Godzilla Minus One.
It got released around Christmas, didn't it? Or something like that.
Something like that.
On the cinema.
Not streaming yet.
And not around our way, I have to say. I don't think.
I think it was like one weekend, I think it was out.
And they're saying about Japan and that studio is very particular about when or how they release their stuff on digital. So it is going on Amazon Prime Japan soon.
Okay.
But obviously, we don't get Amazon Prime Japan.
No.
So we have to wait a bit longer. But I do agree with everything pretty much Rich said about Kong.
Yeah.
Godzilla times Kong.
It's just big smashy smashy.
But also, he enjoyed it more than he thought he was going to enjoy it. So I also think that's a win for me.
True. Yeah, I did enjoy it more than I thought I would. But I thought I'd enjoy it about as much as a colonoscopy. So, you know, it's small margins.
Regan also wrote big monster smashy smashy is an accurate review, I feel.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's our best. Pod Action Hero again, Jamie, thank you. When Scorsese said the movies are becoming theme park rides, this is what he meant. I didn't mind it this one time for some reason, maybe because we've already had a great Godzilla movie recently, but I wonder who is this aimed at? Kids? Question mark. It's hard to tell because even kids' films have more depth. When did Blockbuster become synonymous with brainless? Which is a great point.
That's a good point.
Again, someone else really loved Godzilla Minus One, it seemed.
Yeah, we should really watch that.
We should. I want to. Mm. I really want to. I'm just going to tell you my... Because I'm still TikToking, Rich.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm still TikToking and doing these polls.
Nice.
On TikTok. So if you're at TikTok, come and follow me. You can join in the polls. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. Busting makes me feel good. It did, and it did not. So 66% it did, and 34% it did not. So that's a positive.
That is a positive. Not reflected in the numbers, though. So, yeah.
I suppose so. Quickly, three colours. White, I went banger of a film. Oh, yes or oh, no. 40%, oh, yes. 60%, oh, no.
Who is following us on TikTok? It's children, isn't it? It's children, that's why.
Well, this is about to confirm that, I think. On this week's episode, we reviewed Kung Fu Panda 4. What did you think of this sequel? Good Panda or Bad Panda? Good Panda, 78%. Bad Panda, 22%.
It's children.
This week, we reviewed Godzilla Times Kong, New Empire. What did you think of this sequel? Great or bad? 64%, great. 36% bad.
Smashy, smashy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because it's TikTok, isn't it? And it's just kids on TikTok.
It's TikTok, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
I believe that's everything. Thank you for everyone who comments or sends stuff in. Send it our way. We love reading it. And we'll try and comment. It can be on anything. Absolutely anything. And we will read it out. And also, you follow us on TikTok. Follow us on all the places. Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. We're on Blue Sky.
We're on Threads. You are doing my job today, aren't you? You're doing all my stuff. No, no, carry on, mate. Carry on. I'm a little sleepy.
It's all good. Send all the words in and we'll read out. We really love getting stuff in. We're now going to move on to movie news. So...
The Dine Under menu is here for a limited time at Outback Steakhouse. Get an 18-ounce bone-in ribeye and our signature blend of 17 spices, Kingsland pasta, or juicy sirloin and lobster mac, starting at just $16.99. That's better than the actual Outback, where even if you caught dinner, you know deep down you couldn't do what needs to be done. Run free, little buddy. Run free. The Dine Under menu. It's better than the actual Outback. Starting at $16.99 for a limited time at Outback Steakhouse. Outback. No rules, just right.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store. Like now. Go!
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Sequel news.
Oh, yeah, it's sequel news. It's not movie news.
Yeah.
If it was movie news, I'll be here forever. I'm just going to go through it again because I feel like this is the easiest way, unless you want to pick a number.
No, no, go for it. You just go for it.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So...
8. No, just go through them.
Okay, some of them are going to be pretty quick. So first one, Keanu Reeves reportedly voicing Shadow in Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I was about to call it Keanu the Hedgehog 3, and that would be incredible.
My boy is very excited about this movie. He loves Shadow. Really? Yeah, Shadow's one of his favourite Sonic characters, so he's very excited.
Is he like an alien?
No, he's like a clone, alternate clone of Sonic. So he's like a black and red Sonic. You saw him at the end. You saw Shadow at the end of Sonic 2.
Who's made him? Who's made him?
I don't know. I don't know.
I actually quite enjoy the Sonic movies. So the addition of Keanu Reeves is never a bad thing to any franchise, because he was the best thing in Toy Story 4 as well. Voicing Kaboom.
Duke
was his
Kaboom.
Face. There you go, Rich. Rich is down
you
with
should
it.
Know Duke Kaboom. He's Canada's most famous stuntman.
Not in real life, he's not.
Oh, I thought it was real life. I thought it was like, you know, Evel Knievel.
No.
No, I'm joking.
Well, he's a version of it.
I didn't really think he was in real life.
Okay.
I was like,
pretty worried about that. Bridgerton's Jonathan Bailey in talks for the new Jurassic World film. And so Scarlett Johansson, apparently.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Once a long time ago, I worked on a show called Young Leonardo, and Jonathan Bailey was young Leonardo. So whenever I see this man, who's does lots recently, he's been some good TV shows, and Bridgerton obviously is massive. I think of them. But I really hoped they weren't going to rush this out so soon, but they're really going for it. But, you know, Gareth Edwards is in charge now, which is great, because if anyone can do cool, relatable, down-to-earth CGI, it is that man.
Mm.
But I can tell that Rich is not very excited. I'm not quite sure if this is sequel news or not, but Blumhouse plan to make a new Blair Witch Project film.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That'll be rubbish, but, you know, it's fine. It's...
I feel like that's something that's happened and will never go away. And, I mean, Blair Witch is great. The first one in 1999 was incredible for its time. Blair Witch 2, The Book of Shadows, is one of the worst sequels ever, and still no one's picked it on our podcast. So that's incredible. And then a few years ago, there was another Blair Witch film I went to a screening of. It was okay. It was a lot of running around with a camera staring at the ground, and it was dark, and it was nowhere as near as scary as the first one.
Yeah.
But there's definitely something there with the Blair Witch
is definitely one and done for me. Like,
yeah. Such a perfect little film.
I've never watched any sequels. I've watched the first one once at the cinema because everyone was talking about it.
You probably haven't watched the trailer, but they have released the trailer for Joker, A Folie à Deux.
Do you know what? I have seen the trailer.
Have you?
It flashed up on YouTube the other day, and I was like, I should probably watch this because Dave will tell me off if I don't. I thought it looked fucking rubbish.
Oh, good. Okay. It contains no the songs, and again, it looks like the original Joker, looks very well made, like... Visually, looks very good. Phoenix is going to do his thing. It showed a lot of Harley Quinn as Lady Gaga.
Yeah. It looked very much like the first one, I think, is, you know, which I don't like. I didn't like.
I think there's going to be a lot of fantasy world. Yeah. Those two going off into a fantasy odyssey kind of thing.
I don't really want to watch it.
But we got to watch
we'll
it.
We'll have to, because it's
we
got to
watch it. Officially, there is now a Bridget Jones 4.
Oh, okay.
Have you watched all the Bridget Jones series?
I think I've watched two. I don't know if I've seen the third one.
The baby one.
Right. Yeah, no, I haven't. But, yeah. What's she going to be doing in this one? Like,
someone's died.
Okay.
So she might be doing some single parenting.
Okay.
And finding new love. In the last film, Hugh Grant wasn't there.
Yeah.
In the new film, he apparently is in this one. There hasn't been any mention of... The other one, Colin Firth,
yeah.
The other white man.
The other white English bloke who's in stuff. And
it still makes me laugh watching Bridget Jones all these years and then her being upset about her weight and she's just perfect. Like,
I was like, yeah, it's ridiculous. Although, Renée Zellweger's had a lot of work, right? She doesn't really look like herself anymore.
That could just be old age, getting older.
No,
I'm not quite sure.
Because she hasn't got older. She's got magically younger. And looks like a different person.
I'm not getting in trouble with saying Renée Zellweger has had any...
I mean, come on.
It could just be some, you know...
Yeah,
stuff
could
you
just
put in your
be
forehead.
Some things. All I'm saying Botox. Is that she looks younger than she did in the last Bridget Jones movie.
Okay, well, that's
so
going to be interesting.
That's
going to
be interesting.
My wife's very excited about that one. When I told her that one, she's like, brilliant. Because a few weeks ago, her suggestion for our Box It Mentality was, how about you do the Bridget Jones? And now, luckily, we don't have to do that because they're bringing out a new one. Yes! Dune Part 3 officially in development with Denis Villeneuve at Legendary.
Okay, well, that's good. That's
it was always going to happen, especially after the end of the last one, which we were crying out for, to be honest. And it could be... they're playing it like Godfather Part the 1, 2 and 3 currently, aren't they?
Mm, yeah.
I've never read the books of Dune or Dune. Thank you, Messiah.
Now, I read the Dune book when I was in my teens. This is a very long time ago.
So, but is Dune Messiah a different book, or is that part of the
book? I think it's another book, isn't it?
No idea, Rich.
I'm pretty... But... But I'm pretty sure some of Dune 2, Part 2, was in... Yeah, so I think Part 1 and 2 were the book.
Right.
And I think Messiah, which is the Part 3, is a different book, I think.
Okay, so by this point, certain people have gone fully mad and bad.
I just remember the book was really long and it being quite hard to read. Well,
my mate at work's trying to read at the moment. It's massive.
Yeah. I just remember it being...
He told me he restarted it because he wasn't reading it properly the first time. That means you have to concentrate. So.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Next bit. Moana 2, plot details and image confirmed. Hang on, there's a 3-year time jump.
Okay. I mean, Moana's great. And if we get a Moana 2 instead of a live action of Moana, I'm all up for that.
Okay, so this is from Disney. Disney Animation Studios. An all-new epic animated musical, Moana 2. 3 years since her first voyage, Moana is on an expanse journey in search of people beyond the shores of
Mota Nui.
Thank you. Joined by Maui and a brand new crew of unlikely seafarers, Moana must journey to the far seas of the Oceania and into dangerous, long-lost waters for the adventure unlike anything she's ever faced.
Nice. I like it already. If it's got funky songs in it and funny people playing giant sea monsters, then I'm all up for it.
It's going to be, yeah, I was surprised when they announced a Moana 2. Delighted there's going to be a Moana 2, but Moana 1 is... Like I keep saying,
it's great.
It's great and it's peak Disney and I can't wait. The songs are so good in the original. I still listen to them quite regularly for a grown man of nearly 40.
I mean, I still like, if I'm like chasing my son around, I will still quote Moana. There's a bit where the giant crab goes, "You can run from me." Oh, you can. I'm like, I still do that to my son if I'm chasing him. I'm like, "You can run from me." Oh, you can.
Two more bits of news. Mm-hmm. This, hopefully you haven't heard this one, is the there's going to be a Matrix 5.
Oh, fuck off. We really don't need that. Come on.
They could be rebooting it, like not like the last reboot.
Don't reboot stuff. Write new things. Come on.
It's going to be a new thing, but carried on from that. Because it's directed by Drew Goddard, who did The Cabin in the Woods. He's a good director. Produced by Lana Wachowski.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we pretty much know at the moment. But that's...
Is that a definite or is that a...
The Matrix 5 is happening and it's directed by him and it's produced by her. But there's no news on Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss and so on. So hopefully they go somewhere new with it.
No,
I know you hated the fourth one, and I did not like it.
And
either.
The second and third ones.
Oh, yeah. The first one is still great. Oh, God.
The first
still
one's
great.
Fine.
It is great. Don't get us in trouble.
I don't mind getting in trouble over this. I'm not a huge fan of the first Matrix film. There, I've said it. Throw stones at me all you like. I'm not a massive fan. But it looks like a fucking masterpiece compared to all the shit that's come after it. So, you know,
wow. Yeah. That's anger.
So, that's no, anger. I don't want a fifth movie, and I really don't want to watch a fifth movie.
I'm always trying to be positive. I'll try and be the positive one here, then. It could be brilliant. You know, it could be great. There's so much they can do with The Matrix and that world that it could be great. Uh-huh. Also, last bit of news, good news for you this year, is that they've pushed the next Saw film back a year.
Ugh.
Good. So this, we don't have to review Saw 11.
I started to think that people listening to this podcast might think I hate movies. I don't. I really don't. I just don't like bad sequels.
I thought the last
Saw X was okay. It was fine. It wasn't good, but it was fine. And you know, but it came out at the wrong time, I think, because we'd not long reviewed Evil Dead Rise, had we? And that's how
Evil Dead Rise and The Red Door Insidious. So we had good and bad, and
yeah, we had good and bad, and then Saw X was just kind of like meh.
I enjoyed it, but I'm not one of these people where every year it's like, oh, I can't wait for this year's Saw movie.
God, no.
I'm okay to pump the brakes a little bit, enjoy. Also,
I mean, I've only seen 1, 2, and 10, so
exactly, you're not missing much. It's also, it's good that they're not Russian films.
Mm.
Jurassic Park. So take your time, guys. Make the best movie you can.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
That's a good mantra for life, Dave. Take your time. Thank you. Make the best thing you can. You know,
that's true.
Don't stop till it's...
Don't stop believing.
Yeah, don't stop believing. Don't stop till you've had enough.
Don't stopping enough. That is all for our news. So good on us. We're now going to go on to sequels that we've seen. Na 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 na. Sequels that we've seen.
I have seen one, possibly good. Two count as sequels. I'm not sure. But in my epic quest to watch 100 movies chosen by my son, I have watched Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and Jumanji, The Next Level.
They are definitely sequels.
They're both sequels, aren't they?
Yes, they're the rock ones, right?
Yeah, they are the rock ones.
Yeah, they both carry on because there's also definitely notes to the Alan character in the jungle. They found like his little base or whatever.
They did, yeah, that's right. So it's definitely a sequel. So, and there is going to be a fourth one, apparently. So
really?
I looked it up afterwards because The Next Level sets up another one. I don't know. I don't know if he's been announced to be in it.
I don't know either, but there are a lot of fun, those. That first one, Welcome to the Jungle, I was really surprised about.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good, really fun. Isn't it?
Like Karen Gillian, whatever her name is, the Doctor Who. Gillian? What's her name? Why am I murdering that woman's name?
Karen Gillan?
Yeah, she's amazing in that.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart and
Dwayne the Dwok Watson.
Have really good chemistry. It really works. And Jack Black pretty much steals that movie. And then you think, oh, how can they do that again? In is it called The Next Level?
Which it's isn't called as The Next good Level. As Welcome to the Jungle. It isn't as good.
They just swap the characters around a bit. So
yeah, it isn't as good. And it gets a bit bloated because there's too many characters in it. But actually, fun. I think The Rock does quite a good Danny DeVito impression.
He does,
and
yes.
It's quite fun, yeah. So Jumanji 4 is confirmed and in development, apparently.
Wow, I did not know that.
Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, Jack Black and Karen Gillan all expected to return. There's no release date as yet.
I can't. I think that's...
been delayed because of The Rock's other commitments.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
What kind of money did they do, the first two? Can you quickly tell me that?
Oh, I think I did look this up, actually.
Because you're a geek like me. Welcome to the club.
Because since we started doing this podcast, this is the sort of thing I do. So I think Welcome to the Jungle made good money. And I think that... Actually, I think the second one made really good money, despite it being... like pandemic time.
I can't imagine the budget short in these.
Welcome to the Jungle, budget of 90 million,
yeah,
made 995 million. So fucking almost $1 billion from a 90 million budget.
What year was that on the first one?
That one was 2017, I think.
Okay.
So that's pre-pandemic.
Yeah, they're both pre-pandemic, weren't they?
Was the
That's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, because The Next Level was 2019, wasn't it? So that was pre-pandemic as well. So the second one, so the first one made nearly $1 billion. The second one, budget of 125 million, but still made 800 million. So
okay,
we're getting another one.
They make money. They make money.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that after the first Jumanji in, what, 95?
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
It's a successful sequel. That's the thing.
I love that first one. I watched it the other day.
Oh, the original Jumanji Christmas film was great.
It's great. So much fun.
It is. Absolutely. And like you say, Welcome to the Jungle, just surprisingly good fun. And a different
take.
It has
no right to be that good either. Yeah, the computer game. I was really sniffy about that, the computer game take. I was like, ugh. Yeah. And then that makes sense.
Yeah, pretty good. And then the next level, like you say, I was fully convinced, like, how are they going to do this? They're not going to be able to do this well. But actually, it's all right. It's not amazing, but it's all right.
Yeah. So great. And Rhys Darby?
Rhys Darby's always good in everything.
Exactly.
So I was watching something with George. Oh, it's the Boss Baby movie, and Rhys Darby plays the baddie. And he's like, this is the Dr. Bravestone. Hello, Dr. Bravestone.
Really? Like, isn't it weird how kids put those voices together and stuff?
It's because we just watched Jumanji, I think. And he's like, he's the guy that just says the same thing all the time.
Was that the Boss Baby first one or second one?
It's the interactive one on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
So Rhys Darby plays a character with the best name. I mean, Boss Baby is rubbish, but this character's name is Happy Said Angry. which I quite like.
Yeah, that works. That works. I haven't watched any sequels this month.
Yeah, they're my only sequels. I've watched lots of movies, but they're my only sequels.
Let's move on to Movie Club.
Movie Club.
God, we're good at these now. I can imagine you haven't been to the cinema a lot because you've been away.
I haven't been to cinema a lot, but I have been away. My son's been on holidays from school, so we watch quite a lot of movies.
Kids movies. Sort of
thing. Kids movies.
Kid-friendly movies.
Yeah, exactly. Kid-friendly movies, because he doesn't like the cinema, so we don't go to the cinema very often. And also we're doing this little thing where we try and... he picks 100 movies and we watch them.
I bet we've watched very different films then.
Yeah, yeah. So we're up to about 30 now, I think, on his movie list.
Oh, wow, smashing it. So okay, well, good. Let's do you first and then I'll go to the ones I've actually seen.
Okay, so in terms of new movies that I've watched Wish. He's been waiting for that for a long time. It's meh. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
The goat's fun.
It's not incredible, but it's just
not
a
Moana.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. It's not Moana. But it's okay.
Mid-level Disney for you?
Yeah, mid-level Disney.
Did George like it? Was he...
Yeah, it was... Again, I think he thought it was kind of fine.
Okay, good. He's a great critic, your boy.
Yeah. One he liked more was called 10 Lives, which is about a cat who uses up its 9 lives, but for some reason gets a 10th one. And... Yeah, again,
never heard
kind
of
fine. It's on Now Cinema now. I think it's a Sky original. It's got quite a good British cast, actually. It's got Bill Nighy in it. It's got Mo Gilligan in it.
Oh, he's a funny man.
Yeah, it's a few people in there. And yeah, it's fine. It's okay. He really liked it. He found it quite funny.
So that's more of a positive from a child than an adult.
Yeah, okay. Definitely a child one rather than an adult one, I would say. And in terms of other new ones, I didn't really watch any other new kids' movies, but I watched The Beautiful Game, talking of Bill Nighy again.
On Netflix. About the homeless
World Cup. Which,
based
again,
on true story.
It's okay. It's fine. It's not amazing. It's not setting the world alight, but it's fine.
Is it any inspiration, like... speeches, any Mighty Ducks films there and there or not?
Not really, no.
Okay, I would stay away from that one then.
I did also
watch... I love sports movies. I love
sports. And I did also watch Next Goal Wins. I don't know if that was this month or last month.
I think that was last month, yeah.
But I watched the actual movie now rather than just the documentary. So, but that might have been last month.
Oh, no, last night for the documentary.
Yeah,
movie,
so
what do you think?
I've watched the movie. Again, I thought it was fine. It's not as good as the documentary.
You should have watched the documentary, is always my advice.
Yeah, the documentary is a lot better. I found Michael Fassbender's character quite frustrating because I don't think he plays it close enough to the actual real person.
I think that's a conscious decision, but that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. There's a few bits in there that are a bit frustrating. And I also watched Argylle. Which I thought was a big old pile of toilet.
That's now on Apple TV or Apple Plus, whatever they call it.
Yeah. It's pants. I thought it was going to be really good. I thought this could be really interesting. Like maybe she's having a psychotic break.
Yes.
And that's what's happening here. And then when we realised it's all serious, I was like,
it's all pretty obvious what happens as well for me.
This isn't fun, is it? You know?
And I don't know. There's some fun moments in it.
Yeah,
but as a film, it's far too long.
It's a 2 out of 5. It's not.
I went and saw that in the cinema. I was like, "Come on, now let's end." But,
and I mean, I love everyone in it. That's the weird thing. It's like every actor in it is a great actor.
Yes,
and they do great stuff, but they're all just really not good in this movie. I don't know what it is. Like,
I thought like Rockwell was kind of having fun.
Yeah, but the performances are bad. And do you know the worst thing about it is Henry Cavill's lid. What the hell is going on with his hair? Like,
yes, that is weird choices.
That is a weird choice. Who thought giving him a massive flat top was a good idea?
Well, he's based on the person... Oh, I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah, I know, yes, but why does that person have to have a massive flat top? It's a fictional character in a made-up movie. Like, they didn't have to do anything.
Anyway, they are trying to plan more of that. Because at the end it says they will return.
Yeah.
Or something about Argylle and the real movie is going to come. Or something,
or something like that. I don't want to watch
it. It's mental.
That. I really don't want to watch it. I'm done with that. So, yeah, that was pretty bad. give a little plug to your other podcast that you're going to be starting, Dave. I watched Endless Love.
Endless Love. We both watched Endless Love.
We did.
Let's just leave it at that. But first Tom Cruise film ever that he's in.
Yep. Dave is Dave's going to be doing another podcast without me.
It's a solo podcast, guys. It might drop this month. It might not.
We'll see. But we watched Endless Love for that. Good movies I watched. We watched Jurassic Park, me and George.
Again, chose the
that.
Original.
Yeah, the original. We still watched Nimona again, which I really liked. And we watched Zootopia, which is always a winner, and Moana, which we've talked about already.
Oh, wow. Zootopia, there's meant to be a sequel to that at some point, and it's never happened.
I've heard that. It's not happened, has it?
But and Zootopia really was like 2016, that. Yeah.
I know, it's a good movie. And we did watch, at George's request, because it was Easter, we watched Hop. Mm. And I used to like Hop, and now I find it really uncomfortable because, because Russell Brand.
He should not be. Oh, no, really, he's not named.
Oh, I've named him. He's a massive prick, isn't he?
He is.
I was trying to explain to George, like, I didn't want to watch Hop because the guy in it isn't a very nice man. And he's like, why is he not a very nice man? I was like, he did some bad things and hurt some people. And he's like, well, yeah, but the rabbit didn't, though. And I was like, no, the rabbit didn't. But here's the voice of the rabbit, and I don't really want to listen to his voice. But anyway, George won, so we watched it.
I don't think you can understand the argument between the art.
I wasn't going to sit there and explain to him what a rapist is, basically.
Yes. He has the same problem with, like, well, Kevin Spacey in films, Michael Jackson,
Kevin
if you're going
Spacey's
that way.
Not
oh,
in
Kelly.
Very many...
Not anymore. But
kids
he's in
movies.
Seven. He's one of my favourite films ever.
He's in kids' movies. I'm going to explain that to George.
I don't think Kevin Spacey's in any kids' film.
I don't think so either.
You're right for a while.
And also, I don't have to, like, you know, Michael Jackson and R. Kelly were a bit old for George anyway, so I don't have to really explain that to him either.
That's true.
But this is the first time I've had to go, I don't want to watch this because the person in it is not good. But, you know, there we are. We ended
not
up watching it.
Not good at all.
And it's fine. I used to like Hop. Now it's
well. There's not
okay.
There's not many Easter films, is there? To
no,
put
there
on.
Aren't. No.
What's
true.
The the Zack Snyder? Is it? Did he do the Guardians one when there's like the Easter Bunny?
Was that Zack Snyder?
The Rabbit.
Rise of the Guardians.
Or was that the Owl one? I'm getting muddled up with. There's two films that have similar names.
So Rise of the Guardians is actually really good. I think that's a really good movie.
That's the Owl film.
That's Hugh Jackman and like Alec Baldwin and Chris Pine
as the okay.
But that's not
that's the Easter Bunny
that's
and
Peter Ramsey. Yeah, that's not
okay.
That's the guy who did Spider-Verse.
Zack Snyder did something similar name with owls.
Oh really? Oh, I've not seen that one.
That might be one you actually enjoy of one of those man's films.
Really? I can't imagine it.
You can't have slow-mo in an animation. Well, you can,
well,
actually.
You can. I bet Zack Snyder can. I don't think there's any Zack Snyder movie I've seen that I liked.
We'll have that conversation next week, okay?
Okay, we'll have that conversation next week. I don't know what this movie you're talking about with owls in it, though. Oh, Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole.
There we go.
I've never seen that one, no.
I knew I wasn't going mad.
That doesn't have the Easter Bunny in it, as far as I can see.
No, it's just because they have similar names.
Rise of the Guardians, good.
Legend of the Guardians.
Legend of the Guardians.
We're not quite sure about
that. Is not so good.
Okay. Anything else?
Lots of kids' movies. The Bad Guys, Sing, Trolls. But
what a month
Elemental
had.
Again. Lots of stuff I've already watched. Mostly kids' movies. Yeah, good.
Good. Wow. I'll do a few I've done. So The Boys in the Boat. Have you heard about The Boys in the Boat?
No.
Came out at Christmas. It suddenly hit Amazon Prime. Directed by George Clooney.
Right.
It's about a team in Washington that go to the Olympics in... You know, the Nazi Olympics in
1934.
Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it should be called The Boy in the Boat because you find about literally about one of them, then all eight of them.
Okay.
And it has the guy that was just in Masters of the Air.
1936 it was.
1936,
sorry.
We're close.
Olympics. We were close, yeah.
The Jesse Owens Olympics. And it's just about their rise to the best rowing team in the country to go to the Olympics and if they beat the Germans on their home soil. But all these people is set in the Great Depression era. So a lot of these boys, they have to get on the team to get a job, to get a place to sleep. And they turn out to be really good. And it's, it's good. It's a good sports film. It's nice if you like rowing. I was like, oh, great. But it shouldn't be called The Boys in the Boat.
Yeah.
It should be called The Boy in the Boat. Because you only really have, the rest of them you couldn't name.
Oh, right. Okay.
And you can only name one of them. I also saw Dev Patel's Monkey Man.
Oh, I've heard good things.
Is excellent. So fucking good. Like proper, like John, kind of John Wick-y action-y, but it's set in like India.
Okay.
And Dev Patel, apparently the man is a martial arts expert.
Oh, who knew?
Insanely good. So he directed it. It's a really strong opening film for him to direct. It's not without its problems, but it's got this pumping soundtrack that's brilliant. The action's really good. There is an actual solid storyline in there as well, which has themes and consequences and stuff. It's a good revenge flick. It's proper violent. There is a death in it that I hadn't seen before. And I was like, oh, great. The last film I want to talk, actually, with two more. One is an old film. The other new film I saw was Civil War, Alex Garland's film.
Oh, yeah.
About the version of the What If America, basically.
Mm.
I thought was great.
Okay.
Gets you thinking, very loud. Basically, it's a What If America, if something, a Civil War in America. And it feels so real and grounded, then it's good. But Florida and Texas have joined up. And you have to think, how bad can the president be to get these two to join up? So, it's just, oh man, it's fucking brutal. And it's got Kirsten Dunst in, and she's amazing.
She's great, isn't she?
Oh man, she should be getting more leads. It's really good, and it feels so real and vivid. And afterwards, you need a moment, and you question a lot of things. But it also makes you think, what if could be kind of America? Because America is so divided.
Hmm.
If you're American listeners, maybe prove me wrong. It seems that way from the outside world.
Well,
what's going on politically?
I think the thing is that the United States of America is such a massive country.
It's huge, isn't it?
And the population are so very different to each other.
Sparse, yeah.
That it's hard to be united, surely. Like, I don't know. It feels...
But it's so far my film of the year.
Oh, right, okay.
Civil War, I thought it was really good.
Cool.
I wasn't expecting, because Alex Garland's done Ex Machina, which is a fantastic film.
It's a good film, yeah.
Annihilation with Natalie Portman, which is an interesting film, very pretty. I didn't watch his last one called Men. It has Rory Kinnear in and Jesse Buckley. I haven't caught it, but apparently it's a bit weird. But this is an A24 film, and they've pumped loads of money, and it's their highest budget. And I think it's doing okay, the box office, but it's definitely a thinker. And again, very gory. There's a scene with Jesse Plemons. Is that his name?
Jesse Plemons, yeah.
Fucking wow.
Okay.
Wow, that scene is so tense.
I need to watch some good movies. I've watched a lot of terrible movies recently.
You've watched a lot of kids' films.
I've watched a lot of kids' films, but the kids' films that I've watched, the ones that aren't kids' films, haven't been that good.
No.
So
I've been on a good run, because last night we watched 2004's Closer. Do you remember Closer?
No.
The Jude Law, Clive Owen.
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman,
yeah.
Fuck relationships, everyone's a cunt kind of thing.
Yeah.
I remember us watching that in uni, actually. I don't know if you were with us, but our friend James really liked it.
I would have watched
it
about that sort of time, yeah.
Man, that's a good film, and there's some really good dialogue in it, and everyone's horrible.
Mm.
And it just made me think, I haven't really seen Clive Owen doing anything for a while.
No.
And he was so good.
Yeah, he was.
But if no one's seen Closer, go see Closer. It's like it's set on a play. So, and it's very much feels like you could see how they did it in the theatre.
Yeah.
But the cast is Jude Law, Clive Owen, Julia Roberts, and Natalie Portman. And that's literally it.
Mm.
And it jumps around a bit, and it's funny and dark. And it makes, if you've just gone for a relationship and breakup, I imagine it being quite good. But it's, it's just full of horrible people doing horrible things to each other, pretty much. And you haven't seen it in a while?
I think I saw it in 2004.
My TVD is 20 years old. I'm 20 years old now. I bought it when it came out from like HMV or whatever, when I used to spend all my money on films.
Yeah, we all did.
And I went to see, I wonder what the bonus material is. It's a music video and a trailer. I love all this. And the trailers beforehand were Hitch with Will Smith and Spanglish with Adam Sandler. This was a time.
That was a time.
2004, man. It was a good year for us.
Yeah.
Vintage. Can't believe that film's 20 years old now. But that's pretty much all I've watched apart from the film we're going to talk about in next week's extra episode.
Yes.
Which is Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver.
Yay.
Find out what you think about that. Tune in next week. Let's go on to TV Club.
Whether you're working out or working on your high score, you never settle for less. So why should it be any different when you choose your protein drink? Rockin' Protein comes in three delicious flavors, has 30 grams of protein, and is always made with fresh milk, so you're never left with that chalky taste. Rockin' Protein. Never settle for less than a great-tasting, high-quality protein drink. Visit rockinprotein.com to find Rockin' Protein wherever you are. Rockin' Protein and Shamrock Farms are registered trademarks of Shamrock Foods Company.
TV Club.
I feel like this is going to be you doing all the talking, because the only thing I've pretty much watched this month is MasterChef. I mean, I cannot think of anything else.
I've watched so little telly. You've really been so busy. Like, I've been really busy. I've had George. It's just been me and George on my own as well, because my wife's been off doing other stuff.
Yeah.
So I've really not had time for telly.
I've watched the first episode of Apple TV, something called Sugar. With Colin Farrell, he's like a private detective.
No, that was Sounds good though.
Good first episode. Filmed a bit weirdly.
All right.
But Colin Farrell's good. I also watched the first episode of, I think it's called The Palm Royale Apple with Christina Wiig in it, trying to climb the ladder.
All right, Kirsten Wiig.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was actually that as a opening episode was really strong.
Cool. I've not seen either of those things, but like I say, I've barely watched any telly. I've watched quite a bit of YouTube. Like,
go on, tell me what you've been watching on YouTube.
Just like lots of Auto Alex and stuff on YouTube of people fixing cars. Up cars that I want to do.
So you're thinking of buying a car and doing it up?
I'm thinking of buying a project car, yeah.
You're a manly man, Richard. You can do stuff.
Steve the shitbox that I currently drive. I'm thinking of a project car. Like, it'd be fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I'm a big giant man though, so yeah, project cars tend to be little. My dad's garage has a two-post ramp and stuff. I can go and take stuff down there and work on it if I need to. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be one for the future. Get a project car.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. But yeah, like I watch a lot of car shows and stuff, but yeah, car YouTube is a new thing for me. So I watch like Matt Armstrong, who fixes crashed supercars, and I watch also Alex, who's a guy who basically buys really cheap crappy cars and fixes them or doesn't fix them and takes them on wild adventures. Just a few kind of bits like that, really. That's all I've been watching.
Just late at night on YouTube.
Yeah, I've got George to bed. It's 9 o'clock. I've got half an hour before I'm going to fall asleep because he wakes me up at 5:30. So, yeah, like I'll just whack on a YouTube video and watch that, and I'll whack on like a podcast or something.
Oh, bless.
And just do that instead. So I haven't really watched any telly.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, Taskmaster started. I love that.
Oh, yeah, I have watched some Taskmaster. That's true. So I've watched a few episodes of that. I've watched the first episode of that Three Bodies Problem on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people say it's good.
I fell asleep before the end, so I need to go back
that's
and re-watch
not good.
It.
From the makers of Game of Thrones or what?
I know, I've just been really tired.
And it seems to have most of the cast of Game of Thrones in it on Netflix.
Yes, from what I can tell, yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure that's good, but I need to go back and watch it again because I can't remember.
I genuinely think there's too much to watch at the moment because there's the Fallout TV program on Amazon that's meant to be good. There's loads of stuff, and there's a program called Baby Reindeer, which is meant to be the next greatest thing.
Okay.
That I haven't watched. And
I just haven't got time for. I've watched the Grand Prix today.
I
watched the rugby yesterday.
I'm about to watch the football. Okay, well, let's move on. There's no shame in not watching TV. That's anything. That's better for us because we did do some podcasting this month.
Yeah, yeah.
We recorded a couple of episodes.
I've watched some movies, you know.
We've watched some good, bad, and dream sequels.
Yeah.
Some of them good, bad, and dream. One horrific, in fact. An all-timer, I would say, on that one.
Yeah.
So let's move on to release calendar. So I really wish I remembered the really good... jingle I did this for a couple of months ago, and I can't remember for it.
It's probably listening back to the episode.
Could do that, Rich. Okay, but here is. Here's what's coming up in the future for sequels as a movies.
Woo!
Okay. That would do. What sequels are coming out in April? No, May.
May.
So we've got coming up in sequel-wise, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, May 9th.
Woohoo!
Well, that's exciting.
Actually excited about this one because I love these movies.
Also, unequal prequel in, The Phantom Menace is getting re-released.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's exciting. There is something called The Strangers. Do you remember The Strangers with Liv Tyler in it many years ago?
No, I do not.
And then there was a sequel not too long ago. I can't remember what it was called. Anyway, they're redoing The Strangers, and they've already filmed the trilogy.
Oh, wow,
and
okay.
It's directed by Rennie Harlan, which has done, you know, he did Die Hard 2, lots of famous films.
Yeah.
And this one's called The Strangers Chapter 1. So I'm not quite sure if we should watch it or not. We won't review it, but
we
should
watch it because we're going to have to redo.
I know Chapter 2 is coming eventually. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the end of May, more unequal prequel in / sequel in, is Furiosa and Mad Max Saga, which.
Again, very excited.
Cannot wait for that. Apart from that, sequel wise, is nothing. We other films coming out finally is Challengers. With Zendaya in, which I feel like I've
tennis movie.
Been watching the trailer for about a year now.
I saw a weird meme of this because, like, all the Spider-Men go to war for their next movie, for like a later movies, and all the leading female women in those Spider-Men trilogies play tennis.
Oh, yeah, because Kirsten Dunst in Wimbledon.
The tennis movies, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. other film, big exciting one, is The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah, this looks good. Yeah. I've seen a couple of trailers for that. It looks quite
great.
Good.
Really good. Can't wait for you to watch that. Another film come out with Christian Stewart on is Love Lies Bleeding. Looks pretty good. The trailer of that looked fantastic. John Krasinski's If, starring Ryan Reynolds, is out as well. I feel like I've watched that trailer a million times.
That's been on everything, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Also coming out at the end of the month is the Garfield movie with Chris Pratt.
Now, does this count as a sequel?
No, it's a brand new thing. Don't worry about it.
So it's not linked to the previous two Bill Murray ones?
No.
Okay.
It's not live action. It's animated. So we're fine.
Because George really wants to watch those two Garfield movies for some reason.
Well, right. I think Bill Murray's voice really works.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I haven't watched I've never seen them, so I don't know what it's like. But we went to a charity shop and he bought Garfield 2 on DVD. It was his choice.
Wow.
He used his own money and bought it.
Okay. I've never seen the second one.
We haven't seen the first one either, so God knows. But he wants to watch the first one and then his DVD that he's bought.
Well, you can let me know what that's like next month. The sequels that we've seen. Our schedule-wise is looking like this, okay? Friday the 3rd is Rebel Moon Part 2.
Yes.
Wednesday the 8th is Box Set Mentality on Another Slice. Three Colors Red, we're closing that out.
Mm-hmm.
Friday the 10th, we're doing X-Men Days of Future Past, the 10-year anniversary.
Woohoo!
Friday the 16th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes review. Wednesday the 22nd, Disenfranchised, we're doing Planet of the Apes 2001 version, the Tim Burton version, Rich's favourite film ever.
Come on.
He denies it every time, but he loves it.
I happened to say once that I didn't think it was shit as everybody else did. That's all I've said.
That's bad enough. Bad enough.
It's still shit. It's just not as shit as everyone else thinks.
Friday the 24th, we are doing our first unequal prequel review, which is also a 20-year anniversary of Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Because we did Attack of the Clones a couple of years ago.
We did.
And now we're going to go back and look about. Because we've given this a little bit of a bashing recently because of all
the. Yeah.
It comes up a lot in the conversations, basically.
It does,
So we thought, let's do that. And then Friday the 31st
again,
is
one
our round.
I probably don't think is as bad as maybe other people do.
I don't think it's as bad as Attack of the Clones either.
It's not as bad as Attack of the Clones. It's not as bad as Rise of Skywalker. There, I've said
there you go.
It's done.
I can't wait for that episode because it's just going to be rehashing that opinion. That's it for May. Hopefully you stick with us and listen to all that. Remember, send in all your thoughts. Rich,
yes.
Do your thing.
Oh, you've done most of it for me, mate. You've yep. done it all. You've already mentioned Another Slice, which you should go to, anotherslice.com/unequalsequel, $2.99 a month. Join the subscription service. It's great. You already mentioned all the social medias we're on, X or Twitter or whatever it's called, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, all those things. Let us know your opinions. We will read them out in our next monthly roundup, because we've just done this monthly roundup because you've just listened to it. So, you know, next one. Or drop us an email, unequalsequel@hotmail.com. But the most important thing that we haven't mentioned is to go back and listen to all the old episodes to get ready for season 6, which is coming in a mere matter of weeks.
Yes, it is.
Weeks, people. Weeks.
Weeks.
Season 6 is coming. We will have a date for you very soon of exactly when it's
coming.
Probably
next week, maybe.
Next week. Next once week. Once I look at a calendar, for you.
We'll have to pick a Monday.
Yeah, it's coming. So go back in preparation, listen to all the other episodes, hit the subscribe button, hit the auto download button, and we'll drop into your popular of choice every single week.
Yes. Perfect. Well done, Rich. Thank you, everyone who sends stuff in. We love receiving all your thoughts and comments. So carry on sending that in. Hello to new listeners. You're great. Welcome to the party, pal. That's my Bruce Willis. We are about to start season 6. We've had some great conversations so far. I'm looking forward to really getting that going. Yes, I have a solo podcast that's coming out. I'll say the name now. And it should be coming. It's called The Great Tom Cruise Cake Quest. If you can give that a listen when it comes out, I really appreciate it. It's going to be a fun adventure. Rich is on the first episode, because of course he is. I need my guru by my side for one last time. So look forward to that. I've got nothing else to say, Rich. You got anything else to say?
No, I'm done. I'm all good.
So it's nothing else from me as well. So it's a goodbye from me. Bye-bye. And a goodbye from him.
Bye.
See you on the next one. Sequel this one. We're finally into May. We're officially into May. It's going to be May in the next one. Bye-bye.
Got a birthday party to plan for George now. It's his birthday on the 3rd.
You've been a busy man recently.
I know, mate. You? Tell me about it.
It's gonna be May. Huh?
Yeah?
Because that's...
Yeah.
It's May.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
So the...
Yeah.
The NSYNC song.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah.
May the 4th be with you?
Huh? No. Yeah? No.
Should I stop?
Yeah. Okay.